Smashing Closet Band. And here's the plan to steal all your cash. Smashing Claws, Claw Machine. One new song, a bit every week. Welcome to the Claw Machine. Smashing Claws, Claw Machine.
Demon parade, a day's so merry, merry fun and gay. The captain, the steward, and the coxswain all say, hey, it's the demon parade. Tonight, the booty's in ample supply. The chest of treasure dripping from the side. Sorry. The overflowing mother loads on every eye.
Welcome to Smashy Claws Claw Machine Week 37, the Seamen Parade. A parade of seamen, men of the sea, men of nautical involvement, marching in a parade. Nothing further is meant to be implied by the Seamen Parade. It is merely a parade of seamen. Seamen everywhere. Seamen coating the place wall to wall. You can't turn your head without seeing a big number of seamen. Seamen just coming out the woodwork. You know, the wood work? They're just coming out of it, these seamen. Okay, obviously this is a big double entendre song. A whole lot of dual meaning going on in this one. So as you've come to know us over these past 37 weeks, you clearly would have noticed that we're big fans of cheap puns and childish humor. And here's where all that comes to a logical conclusion in the Seamen Parade. As I discussed a couple weeks ago with the instrumental Wet All Over, That one was initially called the Seamen Parade, or it was one of the titles we were floating around for that instrumental. And for whatever reason, we had decided on Wet All Over. That seemed to suit the surf rock aesthetic of the piece. But we still had the Seamen Parade lying around, and I wanted to have a song called the Seamen Parade. It seemed like it would have been a gross misuse of our resources as a band and a huge missed opportunity if we didn't go through with the Seamen Parade. So I tried to think of every possible permutation of naughty nautical puns to put in this. And some of these jokes are not things necessarily that I originated. I mean, the whole homonym of semen and semen is it's an old thing, but I feel as though no one has quite organized the nautical puns together into a big gay pirate song quite in the way that I have. So I'm quite proud of this one. And in addition to that, I think it does a pretty nice job of maintaining the double entendre throughout. It doesn't tip its hat necessarily towards one side. Like, it's my staunchest hope that if you went into this song totally innocent of mind, you could come out of it still with that innocent mind intact. Like, you could think of these lyrics as being entirely innocuous if you didn't have the perverted sense of humor that I know all of us do. But to someone else, unlike us, who has no business listening to Smashy Claw, they could go into this and totally come out of it thinking, oh, that was a song about some pirates who just are having a parade. Good for them. And one of the very few, or possibly the only time in all of Smashy Clawdom, I wrote these lyrics on their own. I didn't have a melody in mind. I hadn't written a song beforehand and then just plugged in some lyrics to it. I wrote the lyrics separately, almost like a poem, and then handed them off to Nathan, who wrote the melody from there. And then, really, from that point, it was really all Nathan. He arranged pretty much all of it and made it... I wrote the lyrics and said, here, make a marching band song, and he succeeded, I'd say. I think this is one of our best arrangements, at least in terms of what we were going for. Like, we wanted the marching band anthem, and it sounds really marching bandy. I think it's quite an accomplishment as far as the intent goes. I really like Nathan's vocals when he tries to affect a voice, and this is probably one of my very favorite vocals he's ever recorded. It's up there with, like, DiCapo, where he is doing so many different voices in that one. He's only doing the one voice, so it's not as dynamic as DiCapo, but it's fun. I remember he, like, tore the fuck out of his voice by the end of it, because, you know, doing a gruff pirate vocal while still staying in tune is it's a feat beyond that of a mortal man, and Nathan Long defies mortality, or something. It was good. It's a good vocal, is my point. Speaking of fine vocal work, the piratical chorus you hear in the background is a bunch of my friends sending in various takes from across the country, and they include the voices of Jeff Dutton from Bone Cage, Jordan Cooper, Kyle Thorne from Nuclear Bubble Rap, Kyle Carosa from TV's Kyle and Mighty Magiswords, which is his new show on Cartoon Network, which you should check out, Sam Maltby, my friend from college, and Steve Smith from Redgar and the Fighters. Thanks, gentlemen, for putting out your piratey best on this one. You really pirated it up, and you should be commended for that. Thanks, everybody, for checking out Smashy Claw's Claw Machine Week 37, The Seaman Parade. We'll be back next week with another song about pirates. Last month, it was all about mermaids. This month, it's all about pirates. That's right. Are you sensing a theme? There's a thematic connection between all these songs on the next album. It's a nautical album, people. Pirates! Go to smashyclaw.com, youtube.com/smashyclaw, patreon.com/smashyclaw, all those goddamn places. Bye. I should mention that this Saturday the 17th, we'll be doing a show at the grand opening of Sheridan, Colorado's premier comic book store, Vision Comics and Oddities. So come on out and see us play some of our tunes and buy some comics and support some local vendors of things that I'm sure are of interest to anybody who listens to this band. So come buy some comic books and listen to Smashy Claw. It's now possible to do both at the same time. Two tastes that taste great together. Details at smashyclaw.com/shows. Okay, the podcast is over now.